You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know.
Racing on a street course in Chicago, I think that's a definite possibility. I really do. I think if you take NASCAR with much bigger known stars and put that on a street course and promote it like they did in Nashville, you could knock it out of the park.
I'm racing.
720 WGN live here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway as racing is back and back in a big way as both series are here. Excited to have here with us one of the great ambassadors and voices of motorsports. He is the president and GM of PRN and co-host of Fast Talk on Sirius XM Radio, the one and only Doug Rice. Doug, welcome to WGN.
Fantastic to be back. Thanks for making your way down here to Indianapolis. Appreciate it, Dane.
You are one of the people that is back. It is great to have you back here. Great to have the fans back. And this place, too, parking, coming in and kind of working our way around things. There's a huge buzz here. People are excited for racing.
It's so much different than last year when I was up here. One, it was July 4th. It was miserably hot, and there were zero people here. And they did the same format. They ran the Indy cars and Xfinity on the same day. But that's like that old argument, you know, if a tree falls in the forest. Well, last year a tree fell in the forest, nobody heard it. This year there are people here that sprawled out on the grass. So that brings a lot of energy back to it. And I think people have finally latched on to the fact that NASCAR and IndyCar can share the stage.
Well, you talk about that, sort of that combining of forces and race fans. And whether it's Formula One or whether it's dirt or whether it's IndyCar, NASCAR, a lot of times these sports exist in their own kind of spheres. And not only do the drivers or maybe the viewers of the fan bases don't necessarily collide, but you're seeing that here and it's working. Is it because people are just excited about racing? They're realizing if they like racing, they're going to like this other series. Is it Roger Penske, right, being a force in both, sort of extending the olive branch?
I think both of those are correct. I think that motorsports fans have coalesced over the last decade. It used to be there were stock car fans, there were IndyCar fans. You could not be a fan of both. The only people that were fans of both were the other racers because they appreciated what was going on. The fans didn't want anything to do with it. I used to be a bit of a stock car snob until I started coming up here with the first Brickyard, and I realized, okay, there's another world, and it has its greatness too. But I just feel like that's eroded away over the years, and people want to watch dirt sprint cars, midgets, dragsters. It doesn't matter. I think Roger Penske has had a big stake in this because obviously he is well-grounded in the IndyCar world now that he owns Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and he's got one of the preeminent NASCAR teams. And the other thing that I think is helping, weird how you get byproducts, I think the easing of the pandemic to some extent, at least temporarily, has gotten people out of the house. They want to get some sunshine, and they want to be outside and not wear a mask.
We were talking about it with the guys beforehand, is that people are starting to realize, sort of prioritize what it is that they like, what they appreciate, what they miss. And racing has been one of those things that they're getting back. You mentioned sort of the fans as racers appreciating what other people do in other series, but also that diversity of experience and expertise, where you're seeing more drivers now that are dirt track drivers that are just racing all over the place in different series, when in the past you would have Boris said do the road courses for you. Now everybody realizes you got to do it.
I think the biggest example of that's the guy that's tied for the points lead. Technically he's leading is Kyle Larson. And I'm going to admit I was not sold on him as a stock car driver. I thought, yeah, he's a great talent. Throw him on dirt, he's probably going to win. You get over here, turns out you put him on an asphalt track with the right equipment, which is Hendrick Motorsports. He's as good or better than anybody else. He's one of those rare guys that you put him in the race car, he can make a difference. He can get you that 1/10 of a second that maybe other drivers can't. He just has the magic it. I was slow to that party. I didn't think he was all that.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of with you in a way. Let the listeners know we're talking with Doug Rice, is that is maybe just as fans with a little bit of distance have come to appreciate and focus on things that they like, is that maybe with a little bit of distance, maybe Kyle Larson, has always been a talented racer, has maybe had more focus because he seems like amazing now.
I think he is. I've also think, you know, obviously he's been humbled by what happened that caused him to be suspended from NASCAR for nearly a full season. I think he's paid his price. He learned what he did that would never happen again. And Americans like a good second chance story, too. He's become very popular. You walk out where the souvenir haulers are, there's two souvenir haulers where there are people lined up buying stuff. There's Chase Elliott's and there's Kyle Larson. They're both teammates, and it seems like more times than not now they're lining up against each other out on the racetrack.
When you think about people getting into the sport, whether it's fans and appreciating the other series and sort of these combo weekends, where do you see, and I was listening a little bit to you guys on the radio on the way in, and you were sort of contemplating some of these different places that would be good candidates for a variety of reasons. There's a big public out there. I think it's an opportunity to kind of get in on some of this. Where do you see it?
I could see IndyCar, NASCAR, dual weekends. I think to start with, it has to be road courses. Circuit of the Americas down in Austin, Texas. I was down there for the stock car race. IndyCar has already raced there. Would be a great venue for both of them to double up. Road America, where NASCAR ran July 4th this year. Perfect. Watkins Glen. I mean, IndyCar has raced there before. Formula has raced there. So those are some of them. If I was looking at an oval, IndyCar raced at Michigan for a lot of years, and I could see them going back there and putting on a really good show. I mean, I'm kind of spitballing these right now, yeah. but I think the world of possibility is wide open now more than it's ever been in our sport.
You look at what happened in Nashville, and people were so excited, and it turned out to be just such an amazing event for the fans, for the drivers. They were excited. We reached 38 states and Canada, but of course, based in Chicago, lost races for Chicagoland Speedway. They did the virtual race on the streets on the iRacing. What are your thoughts, just objectively, as a guy who has his hand on the pulse of the sport? Chicago, will it be back? When?
Well, Chicagoland Speedway, no. That'll be a shopping mall or something. But racing on a street course in Chicago, I think that's a definite possibility. I really do. I think that's going to have an opportunity to grow. I think NASCAR watched what happened in Nashville with the Indy cars. And let's face it, and I love Indy car racing. It's not as popular as stock car racing. It's nowhere close. Just look at the television numbers. Stock car almost doubles it every week. And that's a very good way to measure popularity. But it turned that city on for 3 days. And that's a series that doesn't have a lot of publicly recognizable names. If you're an IndyCar fan, you know who Will Power is. But if you're just a regular sports fan, that doesn't really ring your bell. I think if you take NASCAR with much bigger known stars and put that on a street course and promote it like they did in Nashville, you could knock it out of the park.
Last thing, and let the listeners know, reminding we're talking with one and only Doug Rice from PRN and SiriusXM. We are here in Indianapolis. They are sharing a series, sharing the stage here. But one of the questions people always ask is, when you can, it brings ratings, bigger ratings to both those for the Indy 500 and the Coca-Cola. Do you think that's going to happen next? Which driver do you think will be able to do those? Do you think we'll see that, where a guy comes here, takes a jet, and races the at
night? Well, we've talked a lot about Kyle Larson. I think Kyle Larson can pretty much drive about anything he wants to. I think he could jump into an Indy car with a little bit of time, because it seems like the dirt guys transition to the Indy car world better. I could see him easily doing that, and who knows what the scheduling might be. I think if scheduling is ever tweaked between those races, they won't become closer together. They'll become further apart, because they realize it's very powerful to have somebody in both of those events.
Yep, it brings more eyes to both of those. And, of course, there'll be plenty of ears on SiriusXM for you, Doug Rice, and, of course, PRN. And thanks so much for everything you do, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. I love to go bench racing.